Message on air.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. Wake up.
They are dismantling the sleeping middle class. More and more people are becoming poor. We are their cattle. We are being bred for slavery.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
This is the Deep Dive Podcast with Donnie Flamingo.
Thank you, everybody, for being so kind, so generous. I know I missed a podcast episode this past week. I am deeply, deeply sorry, and forgive me about that, folks. But if you read my Instagram post, this past Saturday, my freaking AC just went kaput in the middle of the night. Thank God it was at night and it wasn't that hot, you know. So I managed to sleep somewhat through the night, but it wasn't fun, you know. Me being a guy who likes to fix things and tries to, do his own home repairs and whatnot. And I'm pretty handy, folks. You know, I can turn a screwdriver from time to time. This was just quite an undertaking. Okay, I was YouTubing all night, and I kind of pinpointed the issue because the thermostat just went blank, and so I just thought, hey, well, it just needs a new thermostat. And so I tried to spend all night, all morning trying to replace it. So finally, man, shout out to Drew from Arctic Air. He showed up, man, within like, I don't even know, like the air conditioner went out like at 10 o'clock at night Saturday. I made the phone call first thing Sunday morning. He showed up like 5 hours after that. It took him less than an hour, dude, just to get it going. And it was the thermostat I bought. It was a cheap piece of crapola from Lowe's, but he hooked it up, man. Shout out to Drew. Shout out to Arctic Air. I really appreciate y'all. And I appreciate you folks for, being patient with me. And today, as you can tell, I'm here by myself. I'm here solo, and it's not Sunday. Unfortunately, it's a Friday. I won't be able to podcast this Sunday because I think I'll be, in the throes of a championship game, folks. Okay. So we're playing some ball this weekend. Shout out to the Toro squad. Hopefully we can bring home another championship. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend. But I'm here Friday with you lovely people. Ramos is not here. We both decided to postpone the Pizzagate podcast because Jonathan really wants to be here and drop some knowledge on it, man. Because he's one of the first ones that hit me up on that subject way back when it started popping off. But today I want to touch on, and I wish he was here because, strangely enough, this topic I'm gonna discuss with y'all today, Jonathan hit me to this thing too. And I remember at the time, man, I gotta apologize because back then, yeah, I don't know what was wrong. I think I was just a little narrow-minded. But this is pre-COVID 2020. Okay, this is pre-COVID. I was a bit of a truth seeker back then, but not to the extent I was now, because you know, COVID just kicked it off to another level. And when that happened, I thought, hey, then all this shit they were telling me before, I'm pretty sure I need to take another look at that and re-examine my thought process on this. But today, folks, we're going to be talking about a little subject that's kind of near and dear to my heart, especially here recently with the movie they just put out called They Clone Tyrone. Badass movie. It's an awesome movie. And just a heads up, there might be some spoiler alerts on here, so if you haven't seen it yet, you might want to just, you know, skip this one or pause it and go watch the movie and come back, so you'll have some kind of context to understand what I'm about to tell you, because this subject goes just as deep as any of the other ones that we've brought up here on the Deep Dive, folks. It sounds kind of kooky, right? It sounds kind of just way far out there, right? But you know, that's what you're here for. You're here for the outer limits, right? You're here to stretch your thought process to the point where, hey, it takes you to the edge. You take a look over, and then I'll pull you back, folks. Okay, I won't let go. I promise you, I will not let go. And this movie, man, what can I say about it? It's Hollywood. It's not even Hollywood, folks. I think Hollywood is dead. I think there's a new group of people out here that are putting out movies that are meant to wake you up in a way. I mean, not that this hasn't been done before. It's been done before in secret. You know, we've talked about Stanley Kubrick and his movies, Eyes Wide Shut, 2001, A Space Odyssey, The Shining. You know, he's put a lot of subliminal stuff in his movies and symbolism that you kind of really have to dig deep and know your shit in order to understand what he's talking about. But with this movie, there's no deciphering, there's no decoding, there's no kind of research you have to do. You just have to watch it and let it unfold. And damn, where can I start? I mean, it's pretty much about just a town, a poor black neighborhood that's just being, man, subjugated to all kinds of experiments and weird stuff and, you know, trafficking and exploitations of every kind. And before I start, I guess, with that movie, some of the important parts of it, some of the things that stood out to me, I remember a long time ago watching these videos on YouTube where certain news anchors and even famous people like Al Roker and Eminem and a few other people, I remember watching these videos where they would just glitch out. They would glitch out live on television. This one in particular that I remember was of Al Roker. He was live on television with the audience there. I can't remember, some blonde lady, two ladies were there outside of some New York building and they were having some kind of an event. And then that lady says something. Al Roker's smiling, looking at her. And then she says something about her Catholic background or something. And then he smiles like really, really sheep, like a bit like a Joker smile. And he starts just staring at the camera for the longest time. It's like uncomfortable. And after that, they show another clip of Eminem. He's, I think it's some Monday Night Football game. I think Eminem is attending when he first started off and he was starting to, you know, break big and, you know, be a real famous person. But he was in Detroit watching the Detroit Lions, and I guess they were interviewing him about some stuff. And, you know, Eminem's known for doing kooky shit. You know, he's a strange dude. But in this particular interview, like he was just, they were talking to him, but he was just stuck and like his mouth was open and he was just, you know, looking back and forth, like really, really odd. And, you know, at the time everybody thought, oh, well, that's just him. He's just an odd dude. He's a strange fellow. So yeah, he's just doing it as a gag or some shit. And that's what I kind of speculated at the same time back then. But looking back on it now and thinking of all these other news anchors that have glitches and whatnot live on air, is it a possibility that, hey, maybe these people are clones of some kind, synthetic people of some kind that they're just trying to pass off on the human population? There's a lot of videos and movies out there that kind of touch on this subject. Not only they clone Tyrone, but this movie, The Boys from Brazil. And I tried to watch it. It's an old black and white movie back from the 1950s, and it's long, folks. It's like almost 3 hours long. And I was halfway in and I just snoozed. I just crashed out because I couldn't keep my focus. I need to go back and watch it, but allegedly the movie Boys from Brazil, it talks about the same thing. How to clone a human, how to clone an individual from just DNA, simple DNA cells. And the movie also kind of reminds me of what the Nazi scientists were doing at some point. I think there's after World War II, there was some kind of town in Argentina, allegedly where all the Nazis fled. And there's a town that has like an abnormal amount of twins per the population there in that city. And the story goes that I guess even during World War II, they were saying they were conducting experiments and stuff on concentration camp people and whatnot. But for sure, this one town, if you look it up, yeah, they have the highest twins per capita, I believe, if I'm thinking right. So I'm thinking, well, maybe there is something to it. You know, there's, I mean, what's a twin? A twin is pretty much a copy of you. So if they would take something like that and try to synthetically create another human being, I mean, why not? I mean, for sure that stuff's going on. I mean, without a doubt, it's going on. So I think about all the doppelgangers and stuff. A doppelganger is just somebody that looks exactly like someone else. So I also want to say this. You don't necessarily have to be cloned to be considered, hey, someone cloned this person, has taken up their identity. There's a lot of actors out there. There's a lot of people that look identical to famous people that you see on TV. And side by side, you never know the difference, all right? Allegedly, The Rock, he says that there's two of him. And I've seen videos and pictures. And regardless of what Red Pill Reyes says, Red Pill Reyes is a hardcore Rock fan, folks. And anything you say about The Rock, he goes 4 seconds. He goes 3.5 seconds on you, okay? It doesn't take him long to start, you know, going off on you once you tell him something bad about The Rock, right? But yeah, The Rock's a bad dude, okay? And I think more than likely, I don't know, he might have a doppelganger or a clone. Because I look at pictures of Rocky Johnson from when he first started wrestling. And I pointed this out to somebody the other day. I remember, okay, I think on A&E, they show these old school wrestling documentaries about old wrestlers like Jake the Snake and their upcoming and how they started, you know, all this crap, right? It's fascinating. But for some reason, I remember seeing The Rock's episode, and he looks nothing like he used to, folks. I mean, he looks completely nothing like he used to. And folks will say, yeah, well, he aged, yeah, and then he works out a lot. And of course, you're not going to look the same as you were when you were young. And no, I get that, you know, plastic surgery, all this stuff. But this is just too much of a transformation. Shout out to my boy Brawley the other day. He was, we were chopping it up and talking about this movie, They Clone Tyrone. And he brought up how Ice Cube is coming out against the industry. Ice Cube is coming out and he's kind of like spilling the beans for a while now. You know, they won't give him the rights to Friday. They're kind of blackballing him on his basketball league. He's anti-vax, folks. He didn't take the vaccination. He's losing work because he didn't want to get vaccinated. And he'll straight up tell you, F y'all for trying to make him take that. And I'm with him. I'm with them on that. But recently he's coming out talking about gatekeepers and how there's certain people in the industry that keep you down and you have to jump through a certain type of hoops a certain way in order to get to the top. And you know what that entails, folks. All right. You know what that entails. But Brawley was saying how he's coming out and just saying how it is. And then I told Brawley, you know what? Now that you say that, I remember seeing that video of Ice Cube when he was giving that interview. And to me, he's one of the people that kind of looks the same. He looks like you would age eventually, I guess, from being from NWA all the way to now. And it kind of struck me and I started thinking, hey, well, yeah, there's got to be actual people there that didn't go with the flow. Then some people that, yeah, maybe they got taken out. Maybe they died. Maybe they were replaced somehow and or didn't want to go with the flow and they were taken out. Say, hey, well, we'll just replace you. Think about Tupac, okay? Tupac, everybody says that after Tupac was shot, that there were sightings of him everywhere, right? There were sightings of him at his own funeral, all these other places, right? I remember back in the day, I'd heard all the rumors, and I thought people were crazy. I thought, not crazy. I just thought, man, well, that's stupid. They just want to hype it up to sell more albums, right? Well, think about this. I mean, what's in a name, right? If it's all in a name, Tupac's probably literally means there's two Tupacs out there somewhere. Same thing with Elvis. Elvis had a twin brother. Every dignitary, every famous person has a body double. Mike Tyson has a body double. Every kind of Saddam Hussein, Hitler, everybody, you know, they all have body. They're known for having body doubles. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a clone, but it also doesn't mean that technology doesn't exist. Another big thing that people really aren't discussing as far as how to duplicate another individual or person, folks, we're living in the age of our artificial intelligence, okay? If y'all aren't hip to what artificial intelligence is doing out there right now, as far as videos, photo editing, all kinds of crap, I got a little secret to tell y'all. ChatGPT might or might not be writing the introductions to my podcast, all right? I didn't say that. But there's a lot of weird shit out there, folks. I've seen videos of these people partying, or like photos of like someone took photos at a party. And it's just these perfect people. You can't tell anything that's weird. You know, it looks like they're at a party and they're having good. They're sweaty. They're glistening. They're dancing. They're drinking. But if you look at their fingers, they're too elongated. And just little stuff here and there, you can find glitches that, hey, that doesn't necessarily look like a human being. But it does. And that's just a photo still, right? The really advanced stuff, I believe that they can recreate someone's image on TV without you even knowing it, all right? All this hoopla just months ago about Jamie Foxx dying from some kind of a cardiac arrest, some kind of heart attack. People are speculating it was the vaccine that he had to take that kind of ruined him. Somehow, some way, they said that this guy died, all right? Jamie Foxx, he dead, folks, all right? I'm sorry to tell y'all. They have all these kind of body doubles out there trying to look like him for a moment in time. And they have pictures of him, and that's not even close. It's not even close. And any other video you see of him, it's kind of grainy. He had a video just the other day that came out with him looking real pale, real skinny and drawn out. And people are speculating that, oh, well, it was just his sickness, his illness. It kind of got him ill and this and that. No, folks, I'm not buying any of that, okay? For all we know, that Jamie Foxx we were looking at on they cloned Tyrone was probably a CGI. How would you tell? You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. I don't think you could. The same thing for the football player DeMar Hamlin. He falls out on the football field back in during the 2022 football season, and he goes to a hospital. He's there for a few days, and then hey, all of a sudden he's back and he's at the game, and he's covered up from his face, and there's only shots from far away from him. And then a month or two, no, like not even, yeah, maybe a month or two, he comes out with just a video of him thanking all his fans, thanking all the well-wishers. Hey, you know, we got through this together and I'm ready to come back. Folks, I remember people were laughing at me at that time too. And I kind of laughed at myself thinking, oh, well, shit, they got me. You know, they got me on this one. But now knowing what I've known now, a few months later, without a doubt, that could have been an artificial intelligence created video that you'd have no clue. You'd have no clue if it was real or if it wasn't. And that gets me to the movie. I guess let's start talking about the movie a little bit. The first thing that kind of stood out to me in the first beginning, the first few shots of the scene was of the movie was how it kind of started off with that character Fontaine being shot. Okay, he was shot 6 times, okay? And in the movie, you know, he wakes up the next morning, he thinks it's a dream, and he gets up and he's good, but he goes to one of his friend's house, the guy that the character that Jamie Foxx is playing, and he freaks out. He freaks out when Fontaine returns, and he says, you just pulled some 50 Cent shit on me, man, or something like that, right? And folks, for y'all who don't know, I mean, I'm pretty sure you do, because this is probably the same age demographic as me. I was a big 50 Cent fan back in the day, folks. It was good music back then. You know, I enjoyed it. Jonathan, yo, shout out to my boy Ramos. He hit me up on 50 Cent way before he was even famous. Okay, but his story is similar to this, all right? 50 Cent was shot 9 times. This dude was shot 9 freaking times. He survived, and then he came back to be a huge star, huge star, right, for the time being. And I remember thinking back then when it came out, I remember during his press, he was doing like a publicity and, you know, doing press for his album. I forgot what the hell it was called. It was the very first one he put out, man. It looked like it was Broken Glass, and he was just Diesel. He was mad Diesel. I mean, just swole. And I remember looking at him thinking, damn, how can an artist be that freaking big, you know, that freaking cut up? And the story that he gave was it was just the physical therapy. That's what he said. He said, no, he said, the reason I look like this is because of physical therapy, and they put me through the ringer, and it's hard and this and that. And oh, I know. I mean, that's tough. That's tough to do. But in my mind, I started thinking, okay, well, they probably shot this guy, killed him dead, because he was kind of an up-and-comer. He was a rapper under Jam Master Jay, from what I remember. And then Jam Master Jay got shot and killed. And then his protege, 50 Cent, gets shot and blows up. What if, folks, and this is a big what if they replaced the old 50 Cent with the new one, one that they could sell, one they could market, one that they could sing, get him to sing whatever the hell they wanted him to sing? They were some good songs, you know, but come on, the Magic Stick, I don't know, that's a little questionable. So that kind of raised my senses when I saw that first scene where Fontaine gets shot and then he comes back and everybody's freaking out. Kind of like that lady on the plane that nobody can locate now, okay? A few weeks ago, and I kind of missed this story, but I was following it. Some lady freaked the F out on the plane and adamantly saying, hey, this mother effer is not real, okay? This whatever y'all got back there, this dude is not real, and y'all can die on the plane with him, but I'm not. I'm getting the F off of here. And the running joke on Twitter is, man, I mean, everybody's trying to find her. Everybody's trying to locate her. Who is this woman? Where is she now? Because obviously she was riled up about something, folks. And who knows? Maybe she saw some kind of a humanoid or some kind of human being that just pulled down his eyelid and went, look at my face or something. It's, you know, creepy. I'm pretty sure something like that happened. Who knows? But the movie continues, and one of the other things that kind of got me was how at some point in the movie they reach this trap house, right? And this trap house is just a dilapidated home. They're probably selling drugs out of it. Nobody's even living there, right? They find this elevator to an underground base somehow. And once they get under there, there's this scientist doing all kinds of experiments and shit with all kinds of beakers and, you know, vials and crap. Well, they see some kind of powder. Jamie Foxx's character, he's a drug dealer and a pimp, so he sees this powder and he automatically thinks it's cocaine. So he takes a sniff and he starts laughing, you know, he starts laughing and giggling. And then so this other girl that's there does the same thing, and they both start bugging out. Well, it turns out that once they get out of that laboratory, they find out that they're putting this powder in everything. They're putting it in freaking hair products. They're putting it in the food at some chicken place. I mean, they're putting it in the grape juice at for church and the offering. And what it's doing is just making people more agreeable, making people more docile, I guess. And it's crazy to see. It's crazy to see. There's one part in the movie where they're at this chicken restaurant, and that character Fontaine starts eating the chicken, and he starts smiling and giggling and laughing when throughout the whole movie, you know, he hadn't smiled at all. He's just like kind of like a real serious character. So that's how they kind of get alerted to something being wrong. But I mean, that kind of reminds me of all the other experimentation that's happened to certain demographic of people, certain races of people throughout the annals of history. Black people in particular, folks, that's what's kind of crazy about this stuff. I mean, what haven't Black people been through? I mean, you had what, slavery? I mean, that's weren't bad enough. The buck breaking stories that they did, and the Willie Lynch syndrome on how to control a slave and how to control them by, you know, controlling the men and whatnot. The Flint, Michigan situation where all that water was being poisoned, that city of Flint. I think of the COVID outbreak, folks. I mean, who did COVID affect the most? All right. There were some judicial hearings just recently. Robert Kennedy was there dropping bombs on these bitches, man, dropping bombs on these people up there trying to censor him, right? He pretty much flat out said that the demographic, the people that were affected most were Black people, Black and Hispanic people. All right. The two people it affected the least were Ashkenazi Jew people and Chinese people. And that's just, that raises all kinds of alarms for me, folks. All right. That raises all kinds of alarms to me. This looks like a genetically developed, not even a virus. It wasn't even a virus. It's just the protocols that they put everybody through. The protocols they put everybody through that got them scared, got them sent to the hospitals, put on a ventilator, and then they were slowly put to death. Let's see. I can keep going. The Tuskegee experiment. What about the crack epidemic? There's white powder, white substance in this movie that they're putting in all kinds of products that black individuals are using. How about the crack epidemic, folks? I mean, that was cocaine turned into crack. And every black neighborhood was affected by that. It decimated them. It decimated the neighborhoods and the families and put a generation of people in jail. And they've never recovered, folks. They've never recovered. A lot of people haven't. And it's sad. It's messed up because, I mean, when's the boot going to get taken off? You know, I mean, when's enough enough? I don't know. I really don't know. But they're just bringing in a whole new batch of people to subjugate and to run experiments on, folks. That's why that border's wide open, without a doubt. They need more people to experiment on, more people to do their bidding. That's the only thing I can think of. In the movie as well, it goes on to show these deep underground military bases where they're running experiments on people from above the city. There's some kind of aspect of human trafficking there because there's this black SUV that's just driving around and they're snatching prostitutes off the street. They're snatching pimps. They're snatching crack dealers, crackheads, and they're putting them down in these military bases and doing experiments on them with certain substances. The one that freaked me out the most was there was these two guys in a room, in a padded room, and there was kind of like a DJ on the outside playing like this, man, this hardcore ass trap music, right? This trap music you'd hear in a club or some shit that would get people, you know, in a tizzy. Well, they're fighting each other. They start fighting each other and punching each other and they're kicking each other's ass. And then all of a sudden the DJ switches the song from that to a song called I Need a Hug. And it slows it down. The tempo slows down and the song just like, I need a hug, bruh. I need a hug, bruh. And they look at each other and they just say, I need a hug. They start hugging it out. And I thought, yo, that just proves right there that they're manipulating people through frequency, through sound, through some kind of megahertz that they're putting inside music. They're putting inside the lyrics. That's just setting people off, making them more promiscuous, making them more aggressive. Name it. It's got to be doing something. And then another part of that scene, not that particular scene, but I guess they make it up. They make it up into the, they make it out into the street out of these tunnels, right? And strangely, there's an elevator that leads up to a club, right? There's access points everywhere in this town to these underground tunnels. There's one in a church. There's one in a trap house. There's one in a strip club. There's one in a nightclub. Well, they come out of this nightclub and they're playing this music and the DJ is spinning a record and trying to hypnotize them, trying to get them to slow down, to stay in there because they're trying to capture them. Well, they make it out the club. The DJ starts saying words behind the music saying, hey, I didn't know y'all were down with that mind control music. And then he says some kind of phrase and he says, go get them for me. And the whole club just takes off and they're just trying to chase these people, the people down and to capture them. And then that started reminding me of the BLM riots and all the Antifa riots and all the other riots that you saw in all these other cities that were prominently black, that were just burned down, that were just, it looked like a war zone. And who's not to say these people were triggered by some kind of frequency, some kind of spark, you know? I mean, it's all emotional manipulation. At that point, I mean, the trigger point was George Floyd. Of course, that's all you got to show people once they're already in the state of anger and the state of that passionate anger or something. Yeah, they had the right song waiting, as a matter of fact. That Little Baby song, I think. I forgot what it was. But I remember someone sending it to me, and I just thought, hey, how convenient. How convenient. As soon as this guy dies, they have this song that's perfect to protest it. And, man, I mean, they're just doing it over and over again. But another thing that kind of creeped me out was one of the preachers at one of the churches where these black folks were going, he was a clone. And this clone was just telling people, hey, don't worry about your bills. Don't worry about paying your mortgage. Don't worry about this. It's going to be okay and this and that, and kind of just putting people into a no-care type of attitude. And at the same time, that powder that they were manufacturing in that underground lab was put into the grape juice they gave out during communion. And then I started thinking about how people go kind of crazy at church in some particular denominations. You know, what is that really about? They say it's the Holy Spirit, but could there be something that's in that the drink possibly that's making people act erratically without their knowing? You know, it's just a question, folks. I'm not blaspheming or anything. It's just a question. Without a doubt, yeah, they find a bunch of these tubes and stuff in this underground military base at the midpoint of the movie. And yeah, the preacher's a clone, Fontaine's a clone, even the pimp's a clone. And I guess the climax of the movie for me was when they're outside, they're about to be mobbed by those people at the club. And Fontaine kind of says like some kind of a key phrase that gets everybody to pause, and they all stop, right? Instead of going crazy and trying to kill them, they just stop and they get out of the car, and some guy shows up who's running one of those labs, and he's kind of explaining things to people, and he's kind of explaining it to them because they're asking, why? Why would you do this? Why do you need these people to be cloned, and why do you need them to be doing the things that they're doing? And she asks, why would you clone a pimp? Why would you clone a prostitute, a crackhead, a drug dealer? I mean, these people are damaging the neighborhood that they live in. You know, they're doing the more bad than good when they should be, you know, dealing with the community in a different way, uplifting the community, trying to make it a better place for everybody of that demographic of people. And he pretty much says, you know, hey, you know, it is what it is. We need you people up here doing the mundane stuff. We need worker bees. We need people that will just go through life doing the same stuff over and over again, repetitively without asking any questions, just putting their heads down and going. And he says, we need y'all up here so we can take care of business down there. Okay. Down there, we're trying to create a perfect society. We're trying to create a world where everybody gets along, but their type of, get along is by mind manipulating people, by cloning certain individuals, so they'll just do what they're told. And that was kind of the gist of the movie. I'll just let you go check it out for yourselves. And it's pretty interesting, folks. It's pretty intriguing to me. It got my wheels turning. There's a lot of stuff in there I'm pretty sure I missed that you'll pick up. But it's definitely a must watch, okay? Let's talk about some real life individuals, and I'm pretty sure you know. My first on the list would be Dave Chappelle. Everybody knows who Dave Chappelle is, right? That had a badass show called The Chappelle Show, and it was a big success, man. But something happened to Dave, okay? He had a third season that he got halfway finished, and then something spooked him, and he took off to Africa for a year or two, folks, all right? And he didn't come back until that Oprah interview. And he was not the same. He was not the same, okay? The old Dave Chappelle was a real thin dude, and the new guy that showed up was just, you know, again, you know, swole. He was really big. He was really built. And, hey, I know people can pack on pounds. I know lifting, picking up some weights can do some miraculous things to you. But I don't know. Not in this drastic of a fashion, folks. Not this soon. The next person I'd like to talk about is Kevin Hart. There's been many people who speculated that Kevin Hart died in this car accident that he had a few years ago. Allegedly, he broke his back or something, and he was paralyzed for a while, but then he made this miraculous comeback, you know, and now he's alive. And in some of the interviews, people were asking him, you know, he's such a productive individual. You know, how do you have this drive and this passion to do everything you're doing? How do you accomplish so much? And he says, well, that's easy. You know, there's two of me. There's two of me. That's how we do it. We could be in two places at the same time. And, you know, you take it for what it is. You know, maybe he was being facetious. Maybe he was just joking around or something. But I don't know. I mean, with everything else that I've seen building up to this episode, maybe he wasn't lying, folks. Okay. Maybe he was not lying. I have a bunch of clips here that I got loaded up. And a shout out to my homie, Black Balloons, on YouTube. That's B-L-A-K-K Balloons. This dude has a badass channel. He's always dropping gems on there. He's got a lot of good audio clips. And these clips I'm about to play, I got from his site. So go hit him up and tell him, you know, the Flamingo sent you. Like and subscribe his stuff, man, because it's good. This first video I want to play is of Bill Clinton back in the 90s when he was the president. In this video, well, at the time, let me explain. At the time, they were cloning sheep, okay? They came clean and they told the American public, hey, we've cloned Dolly, the first cloned sheep, and everything's gone well, and it was a success. And at that point, you know, it kind of blew people's minds. I was young, and I thought, man, cloning sheep, well, that's dumb because you can, sheep have sex with other sheep, and then they have sheep, right? That, you can clone a sheep that way. They look identical. And I looked at the picture of the sheep, and I thought, well, those could just be any two sheep. You know, what's so special about that? That was just the foot in the door, folks, I think, because Bill Clinton went on to have some kind of a conference about a moratorium on cloning, how it was unethical, and they were going to try to control it and try not to keep unethical practices out of it. And they had a whole other kind of future for it, but it was all BS, folks. All right, I'll let you listen to it. Here's Bill Clinton talking a little bit about it.
Administration believes that there are loopholes that could allow the cloning of human beings if the technology were developed. Therefore, today I am issuing a directive that bans the use of any federal funds for any cloning of human beings. Effective immediately, no federal agency may support, fund, or undertake such activity. Of course, a great deal of research and activity in this area is supported by private funds. That is why I am urging the entire scientific and medical community, every foundation, every university, every industry that supports work in this area, to heed the federal government's example. I'm asking for a voluntary moratorium on the cloning of human beings until our Bioethics Advisory Commission and our entire nation have had a real chance to understand and debate the profound ethical implications of the latest advances. As we gain a fuller understanding of this technology, we must proceed not just with caution, but also with a conscience.
So there was some kind of a moratorium, right? I think it says, I got right here, September 25th, 1997. One of the leading U.S. professional associations of biologists has adopted a voluntary 5-year moratorium on the cloning of human beings. Ah, but here's the caveat, folks. It goes on to say, but it is also seeking to keep open a window that would allow research on human embryos that might otherwise fall under a wider ban on cloning-related research, which I think it's BS. You know, I think they went on to just end this moratorium in 5 years. And I mean, it's all just BS, folks. You know, they, from my understanding, they've been doing this since the 1950s, 1940s. This is just one of the ways to kind of be like a soft exposure to let people know, hey, this is going on and there's nothing you can do about it. There's another clip of another individual, not the same press conference. That last one was Bill Clinton speaking. I don't know if this is Donald Rumsfeld. No, I can't be. It's some other guy. They're speaking outside, but Bill Clinton's standing next to him. And he's doing that crazy Masonic sign thing with his hands where he does, you know, interlocking fingers or something. I don't know, but take a listen.
Requested on the legal and ethical issues that have been raised by the sudden potential to clone human beings by a new technology with rather remarkable characteristics. As you can understand, this has been an unusually challenging assignment, in part because of the complexity and difficulty of the issues, in part because conflicting values are at stake, in part because Americans disagree on the implications of this new technology for the social and cultural values they hold dearest, in part because it's difficult to decide if and when our liberties should be restricted, and in part because of the ambitious timetable. In preparing our report, we made every effort to consult widely with ethicists, theologians, scientists, physicians, and as many citizens as possible with interests and concerns in this area. It is clear that the potential ability to clone human beings through the technique known as somatic cell nuclear transfer raises many important scientific, legal, and moral issues that require further review and consideration. Indeed, the Commission itself is unable to agree at this time on all the ethical issues that surround the potential cloning of human beings. On one key ethical issue, however, we are unanimous. It seems clear to all of us, given the current state of science in this area, that any attempts to clone human beings via somatic cell transfer techniques is uncertain in its prospects, is unacceptably dangerous to the fetus, and is morally unacceptable at this time. We believe there is widespread moral consensus on this issue. Moreover, we think that more time for further public deliberation on the complex ethical and social concerns that surround the issue would be helpful. We therefore recommend that the current moratorium on attempts to create children in this manner be continued, and that you immediately ask for voluntary compliance in the private sector while federal legislation, carefully crafted and with appropriate sunset provisions, banning the use of these techniques for creating children is formulated and considered.
So if they're banning it, it means that they've already been doing it. Why? I mean, this is wild shit. They're cloning children? I've heard of, artificial fetuses, and I've spoken about that here recently a couple of podcasts ago. And the video that I saw just looked like something out of the Matrix. A bunch of pods with a bunch of fetuses in there and some kind of goo. Being able to grow to a certain height, a certain weight, a certain age, I guess. I don't know. It's strange to me, but this is back in the 90s, and they're openly discussing this stuff and telling you, oh yeah, we're going to ban it. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But it's all talk, folks. It's all talk. They're just paving the way for this to get exposed. And I mean, this has been over 20 years ago when Bill Clinton was making this speech. And I mean, who knows how far they've come? I mean, it's scary out there. Here's another clip of Bill Clinton speaking about cloning human beings.
These new animal cloning techniques could be used to create a child. That is why I acted in March to ban the use of federal funds for cloning human beings, and to urge the private sector to observe the ban voluntarily while we initiated a national dialogue on the risks and the responsibilities of such a possibility. And why I ask this commission to issue this report. For 3 months, the commission has rigorously explored the scientific, moral, and spiritual dimensions of human cloning. It has talked to leading scientists and religious leaders, to philosophers and families, to patient advocates, and to the general public. From many opinion and beliefs, as Dr. Shapiro said, one unanimous conclusion has emerged. Attempting to clone a human being is unacceptably dangerous to the child and morally unacceptable to our society. I believe strongly that this conclusion reflects a national consensus, and I believe personally that it is the right thing to do. Today, I am sending legislation to the Congress that prohibits anyone in either public or private sectors from using these techniques to create a child. Until the day I sign the legislation into law, the ban on federal funding I declared in March will remain in effect. And once again, I call upon the private sector to refrain voluntarily from using this technology to attempt to clone a human being. I want to make clear that there is nothing inherently immoral or wrong with these new techniques used for proper purposes. In fact, they hold the promise of revolutionary new medical treatments and life-saving cures to diseases like cystic fibrosis, diabetes, and cancer, to better crops and stronger livestock. This legislation, therefore, will not prohibit the use of these techniques to clone DNA in cells, and it will not ban the cloning of animals. What the legislation will do is to reaffirm our most cherished belief about the miracle of human life and the God-given individuality each person possesses. It will ensure that we do not fall prey to the temptation to replicate ourselves at the expense of those beliefs.
So it's all in the wording, folks, okay? Unfortunately, our country's been taken over by lawyeristic individuals. That's the only thing I can say. The Bar Association stands for the British Accredited Review or something like that. Every lawyer has to go through this, and every politician, unfortunately, is a lawyer. And the reason they're that is because they speak a language that's kind of foreign to us, folks. It's called legalese. You can't really, I mean, it sounds good. It sounds smooth in your ears, but it's all in the wording, okay? He pretty much said, hey, I'm not going to approve or allot any kind of federal funds to this because it's immoral. It's illegal. I'm not going to spend taxpayers' money on this stuff. But you private sector folks out there, you better not be investing in this stuff. You better not be touching it, okay? Because it's not right. And it's pretty much just a wink-wink to all these rich people, a la Jeffrey Epstein, all these other creepos out here with these private islands that are doing some kind of crazy shit, experimentation on people. It's just a little wink-wink to them to say, hey, move forward. Yeah, you're not going to get any help from us, but hey, we're with you, okay? We'll run cover for you. It's the least we could do. So that gets me to an individual by the name of Kodak Black, all right? I'm not too big on these rappers, okay? Allegedly, Gucci Mane, he was one of the first individuals I've heard of that's more current, that somehow he went to prison, or he went away somewhere, and he came back, and he did not look the same. Kodak Black, as another rapper that I've heard about, that he even admits himself that he was cloned, all right? He has some crazy songs, too, speaking of I think is it like chemtrails or something like that? He puts out some music that's kind of, you know, waking people up. And also, don't forget, Kodak Black was pardoned by the president, folks. That's what tripped me out. Why the hell would Kodak Black get a pardon from the president of the United States, Donald Trump? That was kind of odd to me. But check out this TikTok, all right? It's a Kodak Black. He's at in some kind of mansion or something, out throwing a football around. But man, he drops some hints here, folks, that I think you might want to take note of.
One hand still. Oh, still. Huh? You sound so happy. Yes, I am so happy. I'm so happy. That's good. People like to see me happy in life.
Of course. Man, the real Kodak is locked up. Still.
Oh yes, you did. You did that, fam.
The real Kodak is locked up still. The real Kodak is in an island. He's on an island somewhere. But I'm not finna expose nothing.
What? What did he just say? The real Kodak Black is locked up on an island somewhere? Say it ain't so, folks. Say it ain't so. Let's run it back. Let's run it back.
Yes, I am so happy. I'm so happy. That's good. People like to see me happy in life.
Of course. Man, the real Kodak is locked up. Still.
Oh, yes, you did. You did that, fam.
The real Kodak is locked up still. The real Kodak is in an island. He's on an island somewhere. But I'm not finna expose nothing. That's just what it is. Cool.
Crazy. Take it for what it is, folks. Take it for what it is. He might be just doing it for the gram, doing it for the likes or something, but who knows? Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe he's trying to hit people on some stuff. But I mean, who's gonna believe something like that? And what would the purpose be for? And just name it, folks. I mean, what couldn't you do with a clone? You could do a bunch of things with them. I bet a bunch of nasty, nefarious things. And we'll get into that. And I kind of have to warn you, from here moving forward, it's gonna get crazy, folks. Okay, so if you got some kind of scuba gear, or if you get indigo pretty easily, being under these deep waters, you might want to get out now, okay? Because it's about to get pretty wild. This next clip, it's pretty long, but this guy has some important information regarding synthetics, cloning, and where they obtain, I guess, the ability to do it. Check this out. Let me know what you think.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, if you go to Disney World, for instance, down there in the Haunted Mansion, you see the hologram, right? Oh, you know how to make a hologram. Well, our scientists have learned how to make people. They call them synthetics. Are you familiar with those?
Well, actually, we just interviewed John Lear, and he was talking about being in an audience in which they were given a lecture by a guy that they thought was real and found out later he was a hologram.
Well, it's a synthetic. A synthetic's when you touch their skin, it feels like plastic almost. That's the latest technique. The old techniques, if you guys can rent a video, the boys from Brazil, rent it, because in it, it gives you the exact way how our government's been making people.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, come
and the
on.
Soviets have a different method called...
I mean, making people, meaning temporary people?
No. Walking, talking ones.
Meaning through genetics? You're not talking about that?
Well, let me tell you. The movie shows it, but I'll share it with you right now.
All right.
All I need to do is take two cells off of your body. Yours.
Uh-huh.
We give them a small electrical charge. I'm just they'll act like a fertilized egg. If I got a fertilized egg, all I need is a receiver in order to make it. So they were hypnotizing women, you know, said they were being invaded by aliens. And the fetus starts growing, right? Needs food. Well, they can use cows and sheep, too. Again, a food source. That's all we need. After about 14 weeks, all of a sudden, that fetus is gone. Because they've learned to take, that's when the fetus starts developing its own blood supply.
And this reminds me real quick, because he said something that's kind of important, okay? And I've been researching into this material as well. All these stories that you heard in the past of these alien abductions, where these women were abducted by some kind of an alien craft, they were taken to outer space where they were experimented on, and they had some ovaries removed, right? And they feel like they somehow were conscious enough to recognize what was being done to them, and that's one thing they all expressed was, yeah, they were removing some ovaries or eggs from my body for genetic research. Well, here's the kicker, okay? They're not really going up, folks. They're not really going up into a spaceship in the sky, outer space, to, you know, start another colony off planet or something. No, that's not what's happening. These people are just being abducted somehow. They're being drugged and then taken to some kind of underground laboratory, made possibly to look like some kind of a spaceship or something. And they're extracting embryos from women down there to conduct cloning operations or experiments somehow. That's, I believe, really what's going on. And I mean, what a perfect way to throw people off your scent. Just tell them, hey, yeah, we're going up in the sky. And everybody points up. But I've always told people, don't think up. You need to think down, because below us, folks, beneath our feet, that's where all this stuff is really transpiring.
And they've used a pituitary hormone extract that they have, which accelerates the being that grows. And the original technology was given to our government by the Greys. Now, the reason was that our scientists were all excited because we could have spare parts. If you need.
And another thing, when he says Greys, don't necessarily think aliens, okay, from outer space with those big eyes and round heads. There's a story somehow that I've heard somewhere before, and I've researched it, of this individual named Aleister Crowley, who went somehow to the pyramids in Egypt, right? Went into one of the king's chambers at the very top part of the pyramid. This is way back in the 40s and 50s, I think, and did some kind of ritual. There, he contacted some kind of entity called AWAS or something, and he had some kind of like renderings and drawings of what this being looked like, and it was like a little short 3-foot, 4-foot alien looking thing. It was all gray, it was bald, it didn't have skin, it had long fingers, long limbs, and it was like a gray looking being. So when he says grays, don't necessarily think aliens. You can think maybe beings, demons, spirits from another dimension, possibly. That's what I'm pretty certain happened. He tore a hole somewhere in this dimension, and something reached out from the other side. And if you don't believe me, just look up what they're trying to do at CERN, folks. It's exactly what they're trying to do there. Let's continue.
Heart or a liver or anything, you won't have any rejection. It's your own DNA, right?
Okay, because theoretically, if we have overpopulation, we don't need more people, right?
But the so-called elite are selecting on who they want to have around anyway, so if we want to keep people going as long as we can. I talked to the doctor that was working on regeneration of Castro, for instance.
Right.
On the DNA sequencing. And they're just learning about this.
Well, my understanding is that a lot of presidents have already been replaced.
That's right.
Yeah, you know,
I don't think
they're
walking around.
They look old, but they basically I'll
give you something to ponder. Get some old videos of George Bush, when he first came into office. Look at the person and listen to him speak. Look at his actions and listen to his everything that there. Now, it's a lot easier to put somebody out in front to act as a, you know, even Bush did. He had somebody else that was up there acting like he is and look like it. Even Hitler had he had his stand-in. In fact, his stand-in was the one that they found in the ground over in Germany. I mean, Hitler.
I'd also like to add, you know, he said many, many prominent people, including the president, you know, has been cloned. It can't be more evident, folks, than this person that's in the White House now. You don't really know what you're looking at. You think that's Joe Biden, okay? But I got news for you. It's not, folks. There's been at least four or five different versions of him that I've seen. And it looks like he's some kind of a robotoid or something, because he's just not there. They can say his cognitive abilities are waning and he's getting old and whatnot, but I don't know, folks. It's weird to me. It's strange. He's spot on about George Bush, though. George Bush Jr. I remember seeing video or pictures of him when he left Midland, Texas, because I think he was a governor or something down there when he was elected. He was like in a cowboy hat and some cowboy boots and a jacket and stuff, and he looked different than what he did his last years of office, you know. And I know they say that being president ages you. It does something to you where you come out the other end gray, looking old, looking, you know, ragged because of all the stress you're going through. And not only to say that, I mean, as far as presidents being cloned, there's a book out there, folks, by this individual named Ron Roy. And what I understand, this guy was some kind of an intelligence officer at some point in the CIA or, you know, some kind of Secret Service organization, but he's got a whole books I think they're directed towards children. They're more like teenage, you know, like adolescent books, you know. But he has this one book in particular called Who Cloned the President? And that's kind of weird. That's kind of strange. Well, I mean, it sounds like good reading material, but are they trying to tell you something right there? Plain as day, just like they cloned Tyrone. Check that out. I mean, I'd like to read the book. I think it'd be interesting just to see what it says. But let's finish up.
And Eva and the dog and 14 other people got aboard a plane and flew down to Barcelona, Spain. You were aware of that. And then ended up in Antarctica or in Swabenland and then died a few years ago in Brazil.
That's what we heard.
I have all the documents from our own government.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a contact, one of our
Stalin even, Stalin asked for the, you know, they tried to burn the body and he got the body back and he said, we had different ears and the testicles were different and everything else. So they knew it wasn't Hitler.
But is the clone or not?
Oh, now you know we're going about cloning. Cloning techniques, since
the testicles, why are you looking at his balls for? I don't know. This video kind of lost credibility to me. Just kind of lost some credibility to me. I mean, oh yeah, sorry, folks. His nutsack didn't look the same. That definitely wasn't Hitler's nutsack. I'm sorry.
1938, they've been making clone people. There's eight countries making clones. I have a doctor friend that all it does is treat the clones.
Where do you get your information?
I get it from some of the people that are willing to come forth, and they talk to me because they hope I'll put the information out, because they always got two people following them, and they may be killed. If I start talking about cloning too much, the people that get involved into that disappear on it. So I don't go into too many more details. But there is information that's available. And it's more and more of that's coming on the line. I just told you, go rent the movie.
Okay, Boys from Brazil.
Yeah, and you'll see the whole technique on what they show it to you in different places. So you can imagine what it's going on.
Okay.
I have this article pulled up. Not an article, but it's the Global Governance of Human Cloning, the case of UNESCO, folks. UNESCO is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. It was founded in 1945, aiming to build peace in the minds of men through education, science, culture, and communication. It's another World Economic Forum type of organization, folks. It's like the UN. It's just a bunch of globalist people who don't have anything good planned for us, folks. I can guarantee you it. I can guarantee you they don't have anything good planned. Let's see. It says human cloning and its current international regulation. Although the idea of human cloning excites strong views, there is much confusion about what it would actually entail. Cloning can take two forms, reproductive cloning and therapeutic or research cloning. These terms are not scientifically accurate, but are commonly used nevertheless. They stem from the process of somatic cell nuclear transfer, whereby an inoculated egg receives a nucleus from a somatic body cell, a nucleus. In reproductive cloning, the embryo is implanted into a female for gestation. Through this method, Dolly the sheep became the first mammal to be cloned in July 1996. 1996. 996. Okay, you turn that last six, those two nines upside down, you get 666, folks. In therapeutic cloning, an embryo is harvested from stem cells rather than brought to term. That is nuts. Although therapeutic cloning is held by many to have great potential medically as a source of compatible tissue and organs for those who need transplants, it generates considerable controversy for people who see human life as beginning at fertilization. Therapeutic cloning is also reproductive. That's craziness, folks. It reminds me of this movie. I can't remember. There is this black guy that was in the movie The Green Mile. Let me see. There it goes. Let's see. Who was the actor, the cast? Michael Clark Duncan, okay? Michael Clark Duncan is in this movie, The Island. Oh, snap, son. Yo. Oh, my gosh. Okay. What the crap, folks? I just freaking crap my pants, okay? Not really. I was not planning on this because I did not research this, okay? This movie was in my mind. It was in my mind, and I couldn't recall it, but I just did thinking about that movie, The Green Mile, okay? This individual, Michael Clark Duncan, he plays this character. He's not the main character in this movie, but go check it out. It's called The Island. And pretty much what it is, it's a place that's secluded out in the middle of nowhere, right? They have all these people that are living this life. They're taking all these vitamins and stuff. They wake up, they exercise, they eat right. And they're being told like they're like the last vestige of humanity. Like there's, I don't know, if I think straight, there's some kind of a lottery that everybody wants to win. If you win the lottery, you get to leave the island. And it's really just a hoax, folks. All the people that are on this island are clones for rich people in the real world, okay? These are like executives, football players. The character that Michael Clark Duncan plays, he's some kind of real famous football player, right? Well, it turns out that football player needs a liver transplant. And in the movie, Michael Clark Duncan's character is one of the first guys that wins the lotto. So he's all happy, saying he's going to get off the island. Well, the main character, I guess, escapes. But when he's escaping, he sees that they're operating on this guy. And they show like a little a quick view of what happened previously. And he's like kicking and screaming, saying, no, get me out of here. And they pretty much put him to sleep and then take out his liver to harvest it, to give to that rich individual. But it's crazy that this movie's called An Island, just for the fact that all the crazy shit we've heard of, Epstein Island, Pedo Island, freaking Richard Branson's Island, the freaking island, that freaking, the Island Boys. How about the Island Boys, folks? Kodak Black saying, oh, he on an island. He on an island right now. That is wild. I need to go back and watch that movie. I need to go back and check it out. That's crazy. That's nuts. But they're definitely using this for therapeutic purposes. But I mean, is it ethical? Is it ethical? And what is an individual that doesn't have a soul? What do you call that person? Right? It's a touchy subject, folks. And some of those clips that I played of Bill Clinton speaking about it being unethical to do this to children. All we've been hearing lately, folks, as far as what's going on beneath our feet in the Q operations, in some of the deeper circles that you hear, that hey, somehow these earthquakes, these little earthquakes and stuff that we're feeling here and there, allegedly, folks, there's some kind of military war being conducted beneath our feet right now. All right. And in that movie, they clone Tyrone. Jamie Foxx's character gets a huge crew of just a bunch of people from the neighborhood to go and storm one of these underground military bunkers, folks. And they go in there and they release all the people. They release them from these cloning tubes, these cloning chambers, and eventually they make it to the surface and they're walking around butt-ass naked, you know, confused, not knowing where they are. And then people are trying to, you know, console them and give them clothes and trying to, you know, integrate them into society. But seeing that kind of put that thought in my mind. I thought, well, they can't really just say that the military's down there, because the military has been training to fight underground, folks. I mean, that you can find article after article and video after video of how, yeah, they've been training for a long time to fight in underground tunnels, submerged in complete darkness, not knowing what's in front of you, air that's thin, and, you know, just all kinds of crazy shit. From what I understand, they have all these things that are shown in this movie actually happening underground right now as we speak. But the thing is, I mean, they're experimenting on children. One of the things that a big phrase is save the children, save the children. A lot of people think that it has to do with human trafficking. And yeah, that is one aspect of it. But what if the really dastardly, nefarious, and evil things that are really happening are going on away from the public eye, where you can't even see? I mean, you can clone, like they're saying, a child, and you can do whatever you want to that child. There doesn't have any birth certificate, doesn't have any rights, as far as I'm concerned. A being that's cloned with no soul, yeah, what do you do with that person, right? You can do what you will. You do what you wish. That's one of the things that I, looking at this movie, I kind of foresaw. Eventually, this is going to come to the surface, and once people find out what's really been transpiring down there, folks, it's going to be ugly, and there's going to be a lot of pissed off people. Watching this movie pissed me off just for the fact that I know this stuff has got to be happening in one form or another. I got a few more clips that I want to play, and then we'll wrap it up. Let's see. I want to play a clip of this individual by the name of Donald Marshall. Okay, Donald Marshall has an interesting story, because he was one of the first people back then to come out and claim that he was a clone, that he was being abused, that his duplicates were being abused. And he just gives a huge diatribe of how there's multiple celebrities, multiple prominent people who are being cloned. And somehow by doing evil things to your clone, you can somehow kill that person, kind of like a voodoo doll somehow, here on the surface. He kind of claims that's what happened to Bernie Mac. That's what happened to a few other prominent people that had an aneurysm or some kind of heart complication, like a cardiac arrest or something. And that, you know, what's crazy about that is how many people are going into a cardiac arrest right damn now. They're saying it might be the clot shot, but what if something else is happening? You know, what if these people are just being tortured somewhere, and above here, their clone, the actual person is being taken out silently, quietly. But this clip of Donald Marshall, it's kind of long. I didn't think it was that long, and I hate to just play clip after clip, but the stuff he says, it's really intriguing. Let's see if I can just do a little start and stop If not, I'm just going to let it run, folks, so you can get the gist of what I'm thinking.
They said, thing is, the way that this cloning works, okay, there's two different kinds of cloning, and it confuses people. Now, there's replication cloning, where it comes up as a baby, right? Put the cells in, make the same person as a baby. Well, there's duplication cloning as well, where they grow you in a big, thick tank, fill it full of water. And, well, there's a few different grades of cloning. There's Mark 1 to 4 that I know of. And the problem I'm having is with the Mark 2. Thing is, Mark 1 was around at the end of the World War II, but it was a primitive clone, lots of side effects. Anyway, this is even on the net. Before I started blasting on the net about this, somebody said something about the Mark 1 to 4 clones, and the first one being called an organic robotoid. And that's what it was called, even though there's no robotic parts in it at all. Anyway, Mark 2 is an REM-driven clone. Okay, now what that means is when you go to sleep, the Illuminati, this is their main form of communication too. They don't call people on the phone. They don't meet at the Bohemian Grove anymore. Since they got cloning, they meet at the cloning station when they go to sleep. Each of them, I don't know how they do it exactly, okay, or else I'd know how to block it. But they can transfer your consciousness into a clone at the cloning station if they have a clone of you. And they used to have to use a tissue sample from you, or I guess they said the cells from a woman's pap smear is like really rich in the cells to make one of these duplicate clones. They used to use kids' foreskins that were discarded at the hospital that got removed. That's what happened to me. But now they said they've upgraded the technology in the last 10 years, so now they only need blood. What they used to do with the tissue, well, they could also, they used to set this little oil drill looking thing over a person's forearm, strap their arm to a chair. And this drill, it had things on it that opened up, right? Now it would go in, and when it spun, these things would open up. But then when it stopped, the things would close again. Now this is done, it goes in, comes out, in, comes out. And what it was doing, it has to agitate the tissue, they told me when I was a kid, to a certain degree. I guess, like they said, the easiest way to tell a person in layman's terms about it is, you know, when you have a hangnail and you pull it off, and the white stuff that accumulates inside, and eventually it'll form like a scab and new skin, and it'll grow over. Well, to get that white stuff to really work good, they agitate the tissue a certain amount of times. Now they just agitate blood from like a blood sample even. And yeah, cloning is very prevalent. It's like a secret thing among the like elite. They use it for their crazy stuff. You name it, they've done it. Like jump off of cliffs, everything. I know all about it, but I told too many people, and they're all waiting to see if I have an aneurysm now, or a heart attack, which it can happen to you. They've done this to so many people. It's remote-controlled execution, like assassination, that's undetectable, right? As long as they have a clone of you, they can kill you, like a bang. And they killed Bernie Mac this way, with an aneurysm. It's not good. They don't only have to do the electricity. If they keep a constant pain on the clone, like hard enough, like it'll kill you, but intermittent pain will mess up your heart bed. That's what they've done to me. They tortured me there for like a torture spectacle, right? If you look, I should have had it on my miniature tablet here, but I forgot to. My Facebook profile picture, okay, just look at it and you're gonna say, okay, something weird is happening here. I'm on a Megadeth album cover, all cut up. It's like a picture of a clone of me, all messed up with a skeleton coming out of my chest and Megadeth up at the top. Well, anyway, it's a close-up of my face. And people look at that and they say, okay, now I got to look into this. And trust me, I'm telling you the biggest secrets of the
Holy Illuminati. Holy cow, it is your face.
Yeah, it is, kind of, yeah. Not kind of at all, it is me. I was asking, well, I'll just tell you, Queen Elizabeth got really interested in this magic kid that could make these songs out of thin air, so she had me serenading her because she thinks she's really special. She's pretty insane, by the way, by five different ways. She rules this cloning station, basically, her and Vladimir Putin. all of them are there. Muammar Gaddafi was there. He's not actually dead, by the way. That was a clone of them, him that died. And all the people around him jostling the camera, the video, the phone video, they were all in on it. He's not dead. That was a clone that they killed. That's why they buried his body in a remote location nobody will ever find, because it's a clone. And the cells are different and stuff, I guess. Like these, they're grown in 5 months in a big glass tank full of like salty water. And just takes 5 months. It's no cost at all. It's basically maintenance. They just got to get tissue from you. Now, Britney Spears put in her video, she said a fantasy of hers was to blow up a cloning station so they couldn't make any more hers, right? So for this video called Break the Ice, she made a Japanimation video of her breaking into a cloning station and breaking the clone tubes. And they look just like that, right? And two on two, like one on top of each other. They have warehouses underground with them growing people, right? And, oh, man, it's very heavy. There's another aspect to this. It's the lizard part. Now, I'll tell you the straight skinny on the lizards, okay?
I'm going to stop right there. I don't think y'all aren't ready. I don't think y'all are ready for the reptilian episode yet, folks. So I'm gonna pause it right there. But the Britney Spears aspect of this story is kind of interesting. Like he said, there is a video of Britney Spears. It's a Japanimation, like he said, of her infiltrating an underground lab and destroying all the clones of her. And she gave in a story or an interview about the video. She just said that she was sick of people doing things to her body, doing things to her clone. She was sick of people abusing her clone. And there's this song she has called Mona Lisa, and it was released in 2009, okay, by Britney Spears herself. This was, I think, without any kind of a record company, right? At this point in time, she really wasn't at the height of her fame. I don't know if her episode where she cut off all her hair happened yet or not, but she at this point in time, she took this album to all these studios there in L.A., and was trying to market it herself just off of her fame. And she was saying, you know, hey, I'm Britney Spears. I'm famous. You know, here's this album that I have. I would like you to play it. And all the people that she went to were pretty much telling her, you know, Britney, this isn't how things work. You know, in order to play this, I need some kind of a records executive or some kind of a record label that'll back you. They didn't want to touch it. But the reason they didn't want to touch it, folks, wasn't because she didn't have some kind of record executive backing her. It was because of the content that was on that CD. There's a particular song written by Britney Spears called Mona Lisa. And I'm going to read a few lines of the song to you. Okay. It starts off. This is the story of Mona Lisa, about Mona Lisa. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a little story to tell about Mona Lisa and how she suddenly fell. Now, see, everyone knew her. They knew her oh so well. Now I'm taking over to release her from her spell. She's the original. She's the unforgettable. She wanted you to know she's been cloned. It's kind of incredible. She's so unpredictable. She wanted you to know she's been cloned. She's been cloned. She's been cloned. And it just goes on after that saying she was taking under, drowning in her seat, running like an angel. She was crying but could not see. Now see, everyone's watching as she starts to fall. They want her to break down and be a legend of a fall. That's kind of nuts, man. It's kind of nuts. Why would she say she's been cloned? Why would she say that? That type of stuff. It's, I don't know. It's interesting to think that maybe she was trying to say something without actually coming out and saying it, putting it in the form of a song. Here's a little more Donald Marshall explaining why Britney Spears blew it. You know, she kind of went crazy.
Oh, but the reason Britney Spears went pop, do you want to know right now?
Wow.
Britney Spears went whack because she watched too many murder videos at the cloning station. Okay, the cloning station is like a small sports venue, like a dog and pony show, right? It's got stands, seat about 400, 450, but there's different cloning stations in different deep underground bases. But all the celebrities go to an above ground one in a wildlife preserve somewhere, and it's just like an oval sports venue with underground stuff where they grow them and store them on racks five high, like bunk beds five high, stainless steel. So they go there and sit around and do crazy stuff, and they bring me there like they were bringing me there every night.
And that's interesting that he said that she went crazy watching murder videos, because it makes me recall this interview she gave. I forgot who was interviewing, maybe Barbara Walters or something, but yeah, this interview was just totally weird, and I couldn't make anything out of it. It was just odd to me. Take a listen.
The breakup with Justin.
Oh, crap. Sorry, folks. Let me cue this up for y'all real quick. A little on-the-spot editing. No big deal.
You've had a rough year. You've had a year that would test a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Illness in the family.
Mm-hmm.
A breakup. This spasm of publicity about what happened in from Mexico to London.
It was pretty rough, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Ah, weird.
Hello. Oh my goodness, hello. Ew, strong Brittany. Yeah, it was a weird.
Strange, folks. Strange. Like her reaction, what she's doing, it looks like she was recalling a moment where she was watching something pretty sick, pretty evil. Go look up the video. It interview with Britney Spears crying. It's creepy. It's really weird. That's the first thing I thought of, you know, that maybe this add some validity to what this guy Donald Marshall's saying. Britney Spears just went completely crazy, folks. But another clip I want to play, let me see if I can find it.
Can I ask, Donald, how do you know that you're the real you?
Scars and clones. Well, these duplication clones can't walk around in public without what they call a handler. They have to be babysat so that they don't bite someone on the face or start a fire in a house, or they're like, they go with the first impulse.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the episode of Family Guy where Stewie clones himself, but he doesn't do the cloning job right, and he creates what's known as Bitch Stewie, who's really retarded kind of thing. Is that sort of what we're talking about here?
It could be. They make that cartoon. They make The Simpsons. They make all the movies and stuff. They made the Avatar movie.
Before we get too far off, the only part I wanted you to hear was how when he was questioned, how do you know if you're a clone? And he says, well, that's easy. It's because you always have your handler with you. You always have your handler with you because you might break down. You might malfunction. You might do something, some kind of wacky shit that kind of alludes to you not being a real individual. And when I heard this, folks, this kind of creeped me out as well, okay? I remember a long time ago when the first Daddy Bush was in office, right? He took a trip to China. And while he was in China with, I guess, the prime minister or the president of China at that time, he's there like at some kind of dinner. And he just turns over like to the side and just pukes all over like the head guy in China at the time. And everybody made, you know, made fun of it and just said, oh yeah, he was just ill from the water, or he was ill from something that he ate. But what he threw up was like some gross looking green putrid liquid. It looked like antifreeze, to tell you the truth. But, you know, everybody just overlooked it. And looking back now, I think I've heard somewhere that they said that that particular person at the time was a clone. It was just malfunctioning. They had to get it the hell out of there. This brings me to today. Just recently, the other day, Mitch McConnell was given some kind of interview at a podium about the ending of the NDA, the ending of a non-disclosure agreement. And he's there talking about it, and he seems really upset about it. Like he's not happy about what he has to say. Well, there's like three or four people standing behind him, and they look odd. And one lady comes and taps him on the shoulder, and then he just kind of freezes and kind of pauses, and his fingers are moving. And they got to go and whisk him away. They got to whisk him away and say, oh, well, he was having some kind of episode and he's okay, this and that. And then 2 weeks before this, at that same judicial hearing where Robert Kennedy was giving some testimony on censorship, there's this black lady that's just grilling him, you know, giving him the business about all the stuff he's been saying about vaccinations and censorship and whatnot. And in this particular clip, there's a lady behind her, and she's mouthing, she's mouthing the exact same words that that black lady in front of her is saying. That, if I explain that right, okay, there's a lady behind her, and she's just, her mouth is moving. She isn't talking. It looks like she's mumbling, but it kind of looks like she's communicating to the person in front of her, kind of coaching her, like talking through her brain or talking through her body somehow. And the camera catches her, and she notices it, and she freaks out. She has to put her hand over her mouth, and she's kind of like, oh, shit, I fucked up. And she goes and whispers in her ear or something, and then walks back to her seat. A few days after that, a video comes out of Brazil where the same shit is happening. There's this guy giving some kind of speech, but there's an individual standing behind him. And the same thing, he's mumbling with his mouth the same words the guy in front of him is saying. And that, folks, kind of tripped me out, okay? I shared this information with my sister, and she told me when she saw the video, it kind of reminded her of the Independence Day movie with Will Smith, where once they're in that underground military base bunker in Area 51, and they have that UFO flying, there's this alien that breaks loose and grabs a hold of the scientist and is speaking to the president of that at that time in the movie through the scientist. And I said, well, shit, man, that's kind of crazy. I didn't think about that one, but it kind of rang a bell in my head that, man, maybe this is some kind of form of manipulation. Maybe there is a puppet master, like a literal puppet master behind all these Congress people and or certain Congress people in Washington, D.C. Could it be possible? Is it feasible, folks? You let me know. You tell me. I mean, I'm just bringing you the information because, man, this is really intriguing to me. I mean, if you were balancing, you know, back or forth, if this stuff is real or not. I mean, after watching a movie like They Clone Tyrone, wow, I mean, they're trying to tell you something. They're trying to tell you something right there as plain as day, folks. And I think that's going to be it for today. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I think that's the end of the notes that I took regarding the subject. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, for listening. I enjoy bringing these shows to you. I've had a lot of new people listening in. Man, shout out to everybody who's been giving me encouragement, man, telling me they've been, you know, listening to the show and loving the content. I love bringing it to y'all, man. This is some interesting stuff, and it's just going to get crazier, folks. It's just going to get crazier, and I'm going to try to be here to try to navigate us through this because it's going to be some choppy waters coming up in this next year. I don't even want to think about what's going to be transpiring this time next year before the election, but hopefully we'll be here to discuss it, folks, and I'll gladly be here to try to guide us through this. So, man, definitely go check out that movie, They Clone Tyrone. Go check out my boy Black Balloons on YouTube. And I think that's going to be it for today, folks. So, you know, did they clone Tyrone? I don't know. Take a check. Check out the movie. Let me know what you think. But for now, this is your boy, Donald Flamingo, signing out, folks. Once again, believe nothing that you hear and only half of what you see. Till next time.
joke.